Tov to everyone. Ooh, sorry. Okay, I hope you can see the page. Let's start from the beginning. Dego Machane Ephraim for Parshas Vayikra. Start with the first piece. Vayikra el Moshe Vayedaber Hashem Elav. Uperish Rashi, Elav Hayamagia Hakol, Shehu Lavad Shama V'chol Yisrael Lo Shama. The Parsha begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ohel Moed, from the Mishkan. And Rashi notes that Vayikra el Moshe, Vayedaber Hashem elav, that Hashem called to Moshe and spoke to him. And Rashi says that means that Hashem spoke to Moshe to the exclusion of others. That elav hayamagi hakol, the voice of Hashem, reached Moshe Rabbeinu, that he alone heard it, but Bnei Yisrael didn't hear it. V'yesh lomer b'zeh b'derech remez al pi ma she'shamati min Adoni avi zekeini zatzal. My holy grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, explained the Maimer Chazal ala Gemara. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's a Braisa. B'chol yom baskol yotzeis mehar choriv v'chulu. Chazal tell us that every single day a voice cries out from Har Chorev, which is another way of saying Har Sinai, and the voice says, it screams out to Klal Yisrael. Well, there's actually two Mamar Chazal. There's a voice that says, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. There's a voice that calls us to do tshuva. And there's another voice that screams out every day, saying, Oy Lahem Librios Me'albona Shal Torah. Woe to humanity for the disgrace of Torah. In other words, there's a voice that's crying out to us, be committed to Torah, and be chozer b'tshuva. And the question that the Baal Shem Tov asked, and many Sefer Chassidus bring this, b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov said, did you ever hear the voice? By a show of hands, you've heard this voice? Anyone ever heard this bas kol? The answer is no, you haven't heard the bas kol, at least not with your physical ears. So the Baal Shem Tov asked, v'hiksha mimanavshach. Right? Mimanavshach means, regardless of how you understand things to be, what's the purpose of this bas kol, right? Meaning, if we're going to hear the bas kol, so then it makes sense to have a bas kol. And if no one's going to hear the bas kol, so then what is the purpose of having a voice that cries out from Shemayim if no one can hear it? V'kvar nidpas hu b'sefer HaKadosh told us Yaakov Yosef, and this has already been cited by the told us Yaakov Yosef, the first work of Chassidus ever published, u'bi'er hu zal, and the Baal Shem Tov explained, ki abas kol hu hirhurei tshuva haba'im la'adam b'chol yom. Chever, we all hear the bas kol. Maybe we're hearing it now more than ever. The bas kol are hirhurei tshuva, thoughts of wanting to be a better Jew, that enter into our mind and enter into our heart on a daily basis. Umi sheyesh lo das, a person who's connected, a person who's tuned into the right channel. Tekaf kishaba lo hirhur tshuva azai meivin hu shezeu min hakruz. If you're tuned into the right channel and the world gets crazy, so you hear it as a baskol. You hear it as a scream from heaven, a kruz, it means a heavenly cry. A cry that screams out, Shuvu banim shovavim, come back to me, the Navi Yirmiyah. Paragimel, Hashem is crying to us, saying, please, I'm begging you to come back. And you get the message. And when you get the message, what do you do with that? Miyad mafash pesh b'maisa v'shav b'tshuva shlema. You get the message, and immediately, the response, of course, is to do tshuva. If you got the message, you respond. Aval mi she'en bo das, enu margish klal b'hir her tshuva shabalo, ve'en apona elav klal. But a person who lacks das, he doesn't feel, again, we don't hear it with our physical ears, but he doesn't feel the spiritual arousal. He doesn't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his heart, in his mind. His conscience is not in tune. And therefore, eino pona elav klal. He doesn't turn to it. He doesn't recognize it. So what does it mean, vayikra el Moshe, vayedaber Hashem elav? How does our parsha begin? Hashem spoke to Moshe. Moshe heard Hashem, says Rashi. But unfortunately, look, this is what Rashi is hinting to in our pasuk. Vayikra hainu mashe korenu machrizin b'chol yom. This call, this scream from the heavens, shuhu hirhurei tshuva, this opportunity to respond to Hashem's voice, El Moshe, Vayikra El Moshe. As Rashi explained, Rak Elav Magia HaKol, that only Moshe got the message. Hainu. What does it mean, Moshe? Moshe doesn't only mean a person whose name is Moshe, for those of us on the line whose name is Moshe, which is a few of us, right? And it's not only talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, It's saying anyone who acts like a Moshe. What does it mean to act like Moshe? Hainu mishuhu bebechinas Moshe sod hadas. We know that Moshe, in the writings of the Arizal, and in the writings of Chassidus Bechlal, in the Zohar Kadosh, it says, Moshe da raza das. Moshe, this is the secret of das. In other words, Moshe is the secret of connectivity, of being mekusher. Moshe Rabbeinu is always speaking to a friend. The Torah in Parshas Kisisa referred to Moshe as someone who has a personal relationship with Hashem, like a person, kasher yedaber ishal re'eyu, like two good friends who are speaking to each other and connected to each other and look each other in the eyes, are able to be face to face, panim el panim. So Moshe is the secret of connectivity. In other words, if you're like Moshe, if you're tuned into the right channel, then you'll hear it. When Hashem wants you to feel His message, you'll feel it. Aval kol shar Yisrael she'ena bebechinas das. But if you're not in a state of das, if you're not in the state of mindfulness, of connectivity, lo yishmu'u klal es kol hakruz, then you will not hear the divine cry. Ki eino mesim alev klal hear her tshuva habalo v'kala havin. A person, unfortunately, will miss those calls, those wake-up calls from Hashem, and it'll pass you right by. Okay, friends, that's you know, halavai, we should live that one Torah and we'd be in a good place. You know, that's what we're living through right now. Hashem's calling to us. Exactly what He's saying, I don't know. And exactly how we open ourselves up to receive the message, I don't know. But we've got to be connected. We've got to be people of Das at a time like this. We can't miss the Hear Her Tshuva that's being offered to us at this time. Od Yesh Lomar, we'll continue with the next piece. Vayikra El Moshe, we could say a different pshat. Based on a very, very interesting question that the Zohar asks. V'nagdima pasuk, v'yikra Elokim la'or yom v'lachoshech kara layla. Now, where else do we have v'yikra? We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the day, He calls the light day, and He calls the darkness night. The beginning of Chumash, very beginning of Bereishis. So the Zohar asks a fascinating question. V'yadua kushya, says Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar asks, why is it she'etzal or k'siv v'yikra? By or it says, vav yud kuf resh aleph. So by the light it says, vav yud, in addition to the word kara, right? V'yikra, vav yud kara, vav yud kara. What is vav yud? And by the choshech, it just says, by choshech kara laila. There's no vav and yud, there's no v'yikra, it's just kara. Interesting. So the Zohar, we never would have thought to ask such a question, but the Zohar asked the question. It's almost as if Vav Yud is Kara, Laor Yom, right? What does that mean? The Vav Yud is calling the light day, and Choshech is just Kara, Kuf Resh Aleph, no Vav Yud. Again, Vav and Yud are letters of Hashem's name. Anytime there's letters of God's basic name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right, that means there's something significant happening there. And Vav and Yud, as we've mentioned in the past, of the name of Hashem, Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, the Yud and the Vav are the masculine letters, are the letters of Chesed, as opposed to the letter Hey, which is a letter of Gvura or Midas Hadin. So what does it mean that Vav Yud is calling? What is Vav Yud? And how does it relate to the Vayikra of our Parsha? V'yesh lomar b'zeh. Perhaps we could explain the following. Dihinei ora zu Torah. We know that or is synonymous with Torah. The Gemara in Megillah says, it darshins, ora, laihudim haisa ora, ora zu Torah. Al derech vayar elokim es haor, ki tov. Hashem saw that or, that light, was good. And we know from the Gemara in Brachos and from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, ein tov ele Torah. So if Hashem saw light and He called it tov, in other words, Hashem called light Torah. Light and Torah are synonymous with each other. V'lekach, and therefore, Eitzel Or, Shahaya Bechinas HaTorah, K'siv Vayikra B'Vav Yod Yisera. So therefore, when Hashem speaks about Or, and Hashem is speaking about Torah, Hashem has an additional Vav and an additional Yod. What does Vav hint to? What does Yod hint to? Says the Degel Melchana Ephraim, Shehi Mora Al Shnei Luchos, Shahayu Archon Verachvan Vav. The Gemara tells us in the Darim that the dimensions of the Luchos were Vav by Vav. It was not rectangular, it was square. 6 by 6 Tvachim. So Vav is sometimes a code word for the Luchos. Well, the Vav is the Luchos. What do you think the Yud is? The Yud, obviously, is the Aseres HaDibros. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the Or, which is Torah, Or Ezu Torah, Vayikra, the Vav Yud is calling. The Vav and the Yud represent the Vav, the 6x6 Tvachim of the Luchos. The Yud represents the Aseres HaDibros. Vihine b'moshe k'siv v'teira oso ki tovhu. Moshe Rabbeinu, whose whole being is Torah, we even call the Torah the Toras Moshe. The Navi refers to it as Zichru Toras Moshe. So when Moshe first arrives on the scene in Shemos Perek Beis, Vateira Oso Ki Tovhu, Moshe was also Tov, again, Ein Tov Ela Torah. Moshe's whole being was Torah. Or as Chazal explained, as Rashi explains, Vahainu Shehu Atzmo Hi HaTorah. And Rashi says, what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was born? Chinismali habayis kulo ora. The whole house of Moshe Rabbeinu filled up with or, with light. Vizu Torah. Because Moshe would be the person, maybe more than anyone ever, who is the embodiment of Torah. So he's Tov, which is Torah. He's Or, which is Torah. Machmas Shuhu kibel kol Torah, because Moshe would be the one to receive the entire Torah. So that's what's hinted to in our pasuk as well. When our pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, and you think back to the Zohar, again, back in Bereishis, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayikra Elokim laor yom. Vayikra el Moshe is another way of saying, Hainu she'etzel Moshe, Shahaya bechinas ha-Torah, Atzma, Moshe who is Torah, it says Vayikra with the additional Vav Yud Yesera. Ki Yisron ha-Or, when a person has Torah, they have light. And again, like the letters of Vav and Yud are letters of Chesed, when a person has a Torah perspective, he recognizes that everything that happens in his life is Chastei Hashem. What appears to be good, what appears to be bad, Kishem Shmavarech ala Tova, Kach Mavarchen ala Ra, we recognize that every single thing that happens in our life is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu again communicating with us. But you need to have Torah in your life in order to get the message. And that's why Vayikra el Moshe. Od Yesh Lamar. Let's go a step further. Al derech de'isa b'medrash, an interesting medrash at the beginning of our parsha. Aaron u'banav v'chol lezakenim, amru adayin ein anu yodim mi chaviv yoyser lefnei hamakom baruchu. Strange medrash, I'll be honest, it's a little bit strange, that Aaron and his sons and the elders were all standing around trying to figure out who's the most chashuv. Who's chaviv yoyser lefnei hamakom baruchu? Who does Hashem like more? Ayin ba'orachayim, look in the Orachayim HaKadosh, who discusses this unusual medrash. What, that the Sadiqim were standing around trying to figure out who's more chashiv? It's a little bit strange. However, if there's one person who wasn't, you know, in the popularity contest, it was a tzaddik by the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is Anav Mikol Adam. And therefore, while everyone else was kind of standing at the entrance of the Mishkan waiting for Hashem to talk to them, Moshe never anticipated Hashem speaking to him. Since they were standing around waiting for Hashem to speak to them, Moshe, who was anav ma'od mikol ha'adam, Moshe in his humility never anticipated that Hashem would ever talk directly to him. Hashem's not going to call out to me. And it's dafka for that reason, chevra. Va'al kein, dafka for that reason, Vayikra el Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. Not only did Hashem speak to Moshe, as Rashi told us, Hashem spoke to Moshe to the exclusion of everyone else. Everyone who wanted, you know, to be chashuv and to receive from Hashem, everyone who was too self-absorbed in wanting to have a relationship with Hashem, so that they could brag, oh, I'm more chashuv than you, they didn't hear the voice of Hashem. But the person who turned in, the person who turned inward, the person who stood there with humility, not anticipating any special connection to Hashem, feeling unworthy of that in his humility, such a person was the one, dafka, the one who received. Valkein vayikra el Moshe. As the Pasuk says in Isaiah, in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Zayin, Eshkon esdaka ushafal ruach. Eshkon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eshkon, I dwell with the daka, with the one who's daka, the one who's dach, the one who's suppressed. I dwell with the one who's in quarantine, Hashem says. Ushval Ruach, the person who's of meek spirit, a person who's humble. That's the person I want to spend time with. V'zeh yesh lomo remez shel alef zi'ira b'tevas v'yikra. And Chevra, of course, if you open up a Chumash, all the more so if you open up a Torah, you'll see that what? That the opening word of our Parsha, Vayikra, has a small Aleph. The Aleph is the Ira. Hainu, b'mida sha'odam modeid ba modedin lo. The way that a person interacts, the way that a person presents himself, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to him. He quotes here a Gemara in Megillah. I don't remember that being in Megillah. It's definitely in Maseches Sota. That the way that a person acts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds mida keneged mida. Umach mishuhu hikdin atzma ba'od. So because Moshe Rabbeinu humbled himself so much b'mida sanava, with his great humility, dafka, because of that, al kain, kiviyachol hikdin v'tzimtzim atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lizgalos elav. So just like Moshe made himself, think about it. How are you supposed to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's an infinite God? How could any human being ever receive? There's only one way. If you make yourself small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make himself small enough, kiviyachol. He'll be mitzamtzim himself enough to allow you to interact with him. Because if Hashem is, you know, so to speak, turns up the light on full blast, it's not possible. Lo yirani adam v'chai. At Har Sinai, when we heard the voice of Hashem, we died. So how did Moshe receive the Dvar Hashem and actually be able to survive? And the answer is, when you make yourself small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will contract himself in such a way that you're actually able to receive from him and survive. V'zeu v'yikra aleph zi'ira. This is the small aleph of v'yikra. Hainu alufo shal olam. That Hashem, the aleph, made himself small. By Moshe making himself small, Hashem made himself small, kiviyachol, to allow Moshe to receive him. And that's why no one else could receive. Everyone else who was actually a chesed of Hashem, if you think about it like this, that they didn't hear Hashem's voice. Because from the perspective of those who held themselves big, that means Hashem would have been megala himself big, and they would have died. But Moshe, who made himself small, Hashem was able to be mitzamtzem himself, kiviyachol, to allow a person to receive the word of Hashem and actually survive. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zehu remez gamkin l'chol adam. And chaver, this is a strong message for us. A strong message for us, dafka in a time where we feel very limited. And it's a good message for us to think about in the time where we're quarantined and we feel, again, much more limited in our ability to express ourselves and to go about our business and to literally walk out our front doors. V'zehu remez gamkin l'chol adam. Sheyinhog atzmo b'midas anava. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, forces you inward, so embrace it. V'yilmod atzmo min habore baruch hu. And learn from Hashem, who also is mitzamtzim himself, the Aleph Zeira, the Aleph. If Hashem could make himself small, then we can also do it. U'lekach nichtav Aleph Zeira b'tevas v'yikra v'havein. And therefore, it should be pretty easy for us to understand, again, the small Aleph of v'yikra, and the message that Hashem is conveying to us in our world mamish right now. Okay, I'm going to skip the next piece, this big piece, this Odia Shlomar. And let's continue over here. Odia Shlomar Vayikra El Moshe. Vayikra with an Aleph Zeira, Ubuvadai Ramiza Miramza Ezadivor. Obviously something is being hinted to us here. It's not stam. Whenever there are big letters or small letters in the Torah, you got to think about it. So, let's think about it. It's a little bit of a continuation of the previous idea. And again, as much as we're living through a very unusual and difficult time, but it's an opportunity. When Hashem forces you inward, it's an opportunity to be more pnimius, to become a pnimi. The way that some of the tzaddikim of Lubavitch used to speak about being a pnimi. Right? Not just being a person who learns pnimius, or a person who, you know, who tries to live pnimius. Pnimius is sort of like the action, but to become pnimius, to be a pnimi, to be a person who's a person who's turned inward. Uvitrila naktim lahavim v'pnei maha Torah nikras Torah chesed. Why do we call the Torah a Torah of chesed? Right? We know, we sing during the words of Eish Eschayil, Torah chesed al leshona, a Torah of chesed. What makes Torah a Torah of Chesed? What is the nature of Chesed? Dehinei haTorah nimshala l'mayim. We know from the Gemara that Torah is compared to water. U'mayim hu bechinas Chesed. If fire is Gvura, water is Chesed. Ayin the Zohar and Parshas Pinchas. And by the way, this is really the idea. The Gemara really says this over there in Tanis. Just like water will trickle down from a high place to a low place, the Torah is found specifically by those people who humble themselves. Again, for those people who make themselves removed and turn inward, and those who are metzamsim themselves, and those who are humble. It's really, again, what the Gemara says, but what the link that the Degel Machaneh Ephraim is making is he's saying that chesed and Torah is a Torah of water. In other words, a Torah of humility, which makes perfect sense. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu is zocha to the greatest madrigas of Torah. It's not despite being most humble he got the Torah. It's because he was the most humble that he got the most Torah. And a person who's haughty and self-absorbed, such a person will not make room for Hashem, will not make room for Torah. He's big in his eyes, and the Torah doesn't want to have a relationship with him. Again, mida keneged mida. If you try to be big, so the Torah will be bigger than you. The pasuk in Iyov says that the Torah is aruka me'eretz mida. It's bigger than the whole universe. Urechava mineyam, and it's more expansive than the ocean. So a person who's full of himself is going to look at the Torah, see how big Torah is, and say, Torah is too big, right? Yeah, the Torah is presenting itself as too big for you because you're too big for yourself. But if you make yourself small, then Hashem will present a Torah's chesed, a Torah that's realistic, a Torah that is receivable, so to speak. So for such a person, the person again who makes himself humble and small, the Torah will make room for him. The Torah contracts itself, it constricts itself. And by the way, when the Torah compacts itself, contracts itself, it's not that you know, because you're humble, you end up with just like a very small impression of what Torah is. The Torah contracts itself in such a way that you're not intimidated by it, but once you enter into it, you actually can enter into all of the inner chambers. You're able to discover what he calls here, again, the secrets of the Torah, the imke sodoseh. You can go swimming in the deep waters. But your entrance point is going to be through that what? Through that doorway that seems, you know, not that intimidating. The person who's haughty, the Torah becomes intimidating to such a person, and he ends up abandoning it because he's too self-absorbed. So says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, that's what's hinted to in our little aleph of the first word of our parsha. The Aleph, Hainu, HaTorah, the Torah which itself is called Aleph. As the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, Aluf Bina. Aluf again means to learn. Obviously Torah is what we learn. So Aleph is a code word for Torah. But Aleph is the Ira, the small Aleph of Vayikra. Right? The Aleph of the word Vayikra is small. Hainu, what that means is, Maktenes Umazeres Atzma. It makes itself small, El Moshe, to the person who's unav ma'od. But to the person who's haughty, the Torah will not make itself small, and the person will be left without Torah in his life. All right, here's a good one. Skip the next little one. Od Yirmoz Aleph Zeira, Al Derech Ha'omer B'tikunim. Again, we're focusing, we haven't even got past the first word on the Parsha, Chevra. There's 111 psukim in our Parsha. Why are there 111 psukim in our parsha? What?
Gematria of Aleph.
Gematria of the word Aleph. That's right. The whole parsha is about Aleph. So we don't really need to get past the Aleph. That's exactly right. Very good. Okay, let's try another one. Od Yirmoz Aleph Zeira. Let's take another lesson from the small Aleph of Vayikra. I want to give a shout out to my brother Josh Weinberg, who's Bar Mitzvah Parshas Vayikra. Okay, we love you, brother Josh. Al derech ha'amar b'tikunim, like it says in Tikkuni Zohar, sha'amar l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. It says to Moshe, it was said to Moshe, ant raya mehemna, man yochel l'mala kamoch. Moshe, you are the raya mehemna. Moshe, you are the faithful shepherd, mehemna. The matzah is called mechla, the food of mehemnusa, of faith. Right? Hemna is like amuna. Raya means a shepherd, a roetzon. So Moshe, ant raya mehemna, you are the faithful shepherd. Man yachil lemalala kamach. Who could speak before you? Ant netilas avna ziira, usalikas la adein sof. Moshe, you took a small little stone. You took a little aleph.
Hi, Yaakov.
We haven't seen you in a while. You took a little stone. The letters are called in the Sefer Yetzirah. They're called stones, avanim, because they're the building blocks of reality, building blocks of not only speech and ideas, but they're the building blocks of the universe. Again, that's the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hey, that Bezalel took the letters to create the Mishkan because he knew how to use the letters of creation. So Moshe, who could speak in your presence? You took a little building block, you took a little stone, and you were able to expand it ad ein sof. You were able to make something endless out of it. Hi, Yaakov. Say hi to the chevra. What are you working on? A project?
No. Making a Cheerio necklace for Mommy.
Whoa, a Cheerio necklace for Mommy. Wow. Special. Va inyan hu. We got a lot of projects going on today. Va inyan hu. And the idea is as follows. Machmas shehaya Moshe onav ma'od, because Moshe, again, chevra, it's all the same yesod. It's actually, there's a Zohar in Chai Sara that I first heard from Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, and he writes about it. It's in the Imre Baruch, if anyone has the Sefer, in Parshas Chai Sara, I believe. The Zohar says, whoever makes themselves small, Hashem makes them big. And whoever makes himself big, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you small. How is it hinted to in Chai Sara? Because it says at the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, "Vayihiyu Chayesara Meya Shana VeEsrim Shana VeSheva Shanim." We mentioned the Zohar once, right? By the word Meya, which means 100, it says Shana in the singular. By Esrim, which means 20, it says Shana in the singular. By Sheva, which is only 7. The smallest number, right? Not the hundredth column, not the tenth column, but the ones column, the single digit column, Sheva Shanim, plural. Now, obviously, I'll Hebrew grammar. There's a simpler reason for that, right? But says the Zohar, if you make yourself Rav, Hashem makes you Zeir. If you make yourself Zeir, if you make yourself small, Hashem makes you Rav. So again, coming back, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the faithful shepherd. You're able to take something small and make it big. Explains the Degel Machad Ephraim. It's very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was on of Ma'od, kol ma sheheisig me'atorah. It's such a beautiful vart. It's such a beautiful vart. It's such an important vart. Please listen carefully. What does it mean Moshe took something small and made it big? So you could say, what do you mean? Moshe's a genius in Torah. He could take the smallest idea and give a shir on it for like a million hours, like the Degel Machad Ephraim is doing here. He's talking about the Aleph Zeira. He could go forever talking about one little letter of Torah. There's a different lesson that's even more important for us. Moshe Rabbeinu had such a deep appreciation for Torah in his humility that if he had a little bit of Torah in his life, he could thank Hashem forever. Chever, you know Aleph Beis, right? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin. How well do you know Bava Basra? I don't know. Maybe some of you know it a little bit. How well do you guys know Zvachim and Menachos? Meseches Nida? How well do you know Chosh and Mishpat? Evan Ezer? How well do we know anything? How much of the Rambam do we know? How much of Tanakh do we know? I don't know. But Chevra, if you know Aleph, the fact that you know that this shape is called an Aleph, that's enough to celebrate the rest of your life. You can dance your whole life over Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that I know that there's a letter called Aleph, I know how to pronounce it, and I know how it's drawn in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu in his humility, and he knew everything, but Moshe Rabbeinu in his humility celebrated every bit of Torah as if it was the biggest thing in the world. Kol ma shehisig me'atorah, any little bit of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu understood, af katan shebiktanim, the smallest Torah idea, the simplest idea. You know the steps of Rabbeinu said, that's a lifetime of celebration. Katan shebiktanim, the smallest Torah idea, hayabein av gadol vikar ha'erech ma'od, was the most precious thing in the world. And yes, it's part and parcel with the idea that the littlest Torah idea could be expanded infinitely. Of course, there's an endless amount of depth to every word of Torah. But for that very reason, when you only understand the pasha pshat, the simplest bit of it, that's an infinite source of celebration. There's what to thank Hashem for forever, over the little, tiniest bit of Torah that I understand. By the way, going back to that pasuk you quoted in the previous piece from Iov, that Torah is Aruka me'eretz mida u'rechava min hayam. Our Rebbe, the Or Gedaliah, writes in a footnote at one place, I don't remember where, maybe Parshas Korach, he says that the Vilna Gaon explained that pasuk, Aruka me'eretz mida u'rechava min hayam, refers to the pshat of Torah. The pshat of Torah is endless. All the more so, Remez, Drush, Sod, Chasidus, it's infinite. But that means even if you're just holding on to a letter Aleph and you know how to pronounce it, right? You know how to pronounce, Patach Aleph A, that's awesome. That's a special thing. That's something to be so appreciative of. Lekach ishtadu b'chol davar me'atorah mikotan v'ad gadol. And a person who has that humble outlook on life is able to celebrate anything. You don't say, oh, this Torah really spoke to me, but this Torah idea is boring. There's no such thing. Chas v'shalom. You realize that every bit of Torah is so geschmack, is so beautiful, is so deep, is so powerful. And I have to be so thankful for any little bit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Me'ein tachlis va'arein sof. It's an endless world of elukus. V'hu she'amar netilas avna ze'ira. Moshe, you took a small stone, you took a little building block of creation. Usalikas la'arein sof. Hainu shayisalik mize'ira shuhu me'ein tachlis arein sof. Shu yakar v'gadol ma'od be'einav. Moshe, you took such a small thing and you made it so big in your eyes. And Chavar, we can do that also. We don't have to necessarily understand pshat and remez and drush and sod the way that Moshe did. Halavai, we should strive for it. But if you learn a halacha, you learn a line in Mishnah Brura that can carry you for a whole day. Shalom asani ga, you get up in the morning, you say a bracha, thank you Hashem, that the little bit of Torah that I know, it's giving me strength, it's giving me clarity in a dark and confusing world. Thank you, Rabbono Sholem. V'hu shemirami is Aleph Zeira. And Chavar, this is the Aleph Zeira. Hainu kol davar Zeira. No matter how small it is, Aleph is the starting point of everything. The tiniest starting point of a Torah, connection to a Torah idea. The fact that you've heard of Bava Metzia, you may not be able to tell me one thing about Bava Metzia. Vic, what are you learning? Bava Kama? Learning Bava Kama now? Yeah, Bava Kama. Right, so Victor's learning Bava Kama in his spare time. That should inspire us a lot. That's a lot. He deserves a lot of kavod from all of us for that. Taking the time to learn Bava Kama on his own. Yeah? But Aleph Zeira, if you don't know one thing about Bava Kama other than the name Bava Kama, you've heard that there's a Masechta in Shas called Bava Kama. So that's an Aleph Zeira. That's a starting point. At least you know it exists. Most people in the world never heard that there's something called Bava Kama. You know there's such a thing. You know it's a Chashev thing. You know it's a very important Masechta, right? That guides Dine Mamanus. It guides our lives. Yeah, so that's called an Aleph Zeira. So Moshe Rabbeinu celebrated every Aleph Zeira. Hainu kol davar Zeira. Any small little entrance point to Torah. Anywhere he could get into Torah. Hayisolik lo la'aluf. He took it and he learned it and he celebrated and he made it aluf, arein sof. He made it infinite. And that's what it means, Vayikra, the small aleph of Vayikra, El Moshe. Vayikra El Moshe, Hayadua be'anava yesera, dafka, a person who's humble like a Moshe Rabbeinu, is able to what? Is able to get the call from Hashem. Od yirmuz aleph zeira. Let's keep going. Chavar, this is a good one. If you like Chassidus, this is a good one. Shamati oimrim b'shem ha-Rav Yosef magid meisharim de polnoa. I heard in the name of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Sha'omer al-masha omrim ha-olam. People sometimes poke fun at Chassidim and say, Chassidim, yeah, they like to fabreng, and they like to go to the Rebbe's tish, and they daven a lot maybe, but learning, yeah, they're not such learners. People who are Chassidim are not such serious learners. Right, that's what the Welt says. Amasha oimim ha'olam. The world says shahaloimdim learning ya, the chasidim learning nit. Right, the learners learn, but the chasidim don't really learn. They don't learn seriously. But the Toldos Yaakov Yosef used to say a gavaldik var. You know who named the chasidim? Chasidim, of course. Right, who called them chasidim? The misnagdim. The misnagdim were the one who gave them the name chasidim. Right. And even though it was, it was sort of euphemistic, right? But a chassid means a pious person. Right? They were identifying a deep inner truth about the chassidim, even in their opposition to the chassidim. So Shah Emes, the truth of the matter is, exactly what they used to say, what the Welt says is true. that the learners, yes, they learn. The chassidim learn not, learn a nit. What does it mean? Sha'emes, sha'lomdim kol ma'shalomdim yoser. People who learn in a way that's self-serving, and it's not really about Hashem. Heim gedoylim be'enehem. They, I learn. Yeah, I'm a learner. A lot of I learn. I'm a stark guy. I'm a serious Eved Hashem. There's a lot of I. There's a lot of self involved. Heim gedoylim be'enehem. They're big in their own eyes. Ve'yuchshav be'enehem shekvar lamdu harbe kol atzorech. And the learners think that they actually know Torah. But when you're a chassid and you understand pnimiyas haTorah, and you understand there's no such thing as even scratching the surface of Torah. It's endless. HaChasidim kol ma shaloimdim yoyser. When the chasidim learn, heim yoyser ketanim ba'atzman. So when the Velt says, chasidim learn a nit, the chasidim learn not, that's exactly the sugya that we're studying. We're learning how to be a nothing. We're learning how to be nobodies. We're learning how to be humble. Heim yoyser ketanim ba'atzman. We become smaller in our eyes. We're learning how to be small. And that's a big sugya. That's a lifetime of learning. The tachlis of yediyah, like all the tzaddikim bring, like Rabbi Nachman brings in Sichas Aran, and again, the earliest source of it is debated, right? But the purpose of learning is to come to a point of not knowing, is reaching that place we call ad delo yada. The resha delo is yada, the highest point of creation. And that's what's hinted to again in the Aleph Zeira. Aluf, yes, we learn. Aluf is a lashon of limud, to learn. But we're learning a sugya called Zeira. We're learning how to be small. Lahaktin atzmam. To be small in our own eyes. And that way we make much more room for Kadosh Baruch. Okay, Chever, let's just end with two final pieces. Let's do two more. Have time for two more? Yeah, we have time for two more. We have all the time in the world. Does anyone have to go to work today? Oh, no? Okay, great. So let's do two more. Okay, Adam ki akriv mikem. We'll do two more. We'll do this one, and then we'll do the last piece on the parsha. Adam ki akriv mikem karban lahashem min habehema min habakar umin atzon takrivu es karbanchem. Very beginning of the parsha, the second pasuk of the parsha, talks about when a person brings an offering to Hashem, whether it's cattle or it's from the flock, whatever it is that you're bringing, then the Torah goes on, it talks about burnt offerings from animals, and then it talks about burnt offerings from birds. Okay, the carbon ola, let's see. Yesh b'zeh remez lafi anios daiti. There's a tremendous hint that's being hinted to here. Be'inyin madregas halichas ha'adam liskarev atzmo labore baruchu. The Torah is outlining a game plan. If karbanos is about being close to Hashem, lehit karev, to draw ourselves close to Hashem, so then, Rabosai, obviously, if you study the Parsha of Karbanos, it's not boring, nitty-gritty details about something that we're not able to do b'zman hazeh, because we can't bring a karban. But in fact, it's a whole derech, it's a game plan. It's mamish an outline of how to get close to Hashem. So let's learn it. Let's learn the Karbanos. Hu yesh gimel madregos. He says, there are three steps that are being outlined for us here. Al derech adam uvehema toshia Hashem. Similar to what David HaMelech says, man and animal, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should save. Have rachmanis on a person and on an animal. In other words, there's a strong link. Adam ki akriv mikem. We're supposed to bring ourselves, like the Ramban says. A carbon is really supposed to be us. Hashem in His kindness takes an animal in our stead. I mentioned last night, for those who weren't there, when we were talking about Dinyanei Kedusha, right? So today is Aleph Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I hope you remembered to say Yalav Yavo. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day, according to one opinion in the Gemara, that Adam HaRishon was created. Day one of creation was Chaf Hei Adar. Day six of creation, the creation of Adam, was today. So we're transitioning from the end of Adar into the beginning of Nisan is the transition from being what? From being an animal to becoming a person. Which is a chashuv thing. That's really the whole process, by the way, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It culminates with getting to Shavuos, right, where we don't only eat matzah, but we eat bread on Shavuos, the karban shtei halechem. Right, there's really a whole process during these days. It's a lot to do with rediscovering speech, like we've spoken about in Or Gedaliah. But Adam uvehema toshia Hashem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's what to learn from the relationship between a person and an animal. In other words, study the sugya of karbanos well, and you'll learn lessons for human beings as well. Vidarshu Chazal. Chazal explained. Osen b'nei Adam, sha'arumin b'das ka'adam, u'masimen atzmam k'behema. This refers to people who are blessed with the intellect of humans, and yet they make themselves like an animal. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? Well, it can be a bad thing, obviously. It means you can act like an animal. But it also might refer to a simplicity, a wholesomeness, and a certain way of not being so smart, because sometimes being too smart can get yourself into trouble. Be like an animal. What does it mean? V'hainu she'eino nechshav klum be'einav. An animal doesn't have all of the problems that human beings have, all of the struggles that we have with, you know, with self-assessment, or feeling good about ourselves or feeling bad about ourselves. Animals don't have those same type of emotional, emotional awareness. That's not to say animals' emotions. A lot of fascinating things have been written about animals and the feelings of animals. For the Torah sensitive, Tzar Bala Chai might be a Daraisa, according to some Shitas. However, a person, right, can make himself simple like an animal. And that's actually a good thing. An animal spends its life to avoid getting killed by a bigger animal. Being like an animal, having an animal mindset, is guarding oneself from things that destroy you. Forget trying to be a chashuv person, like we were learning in Avodas Pnim last night, some of us. Forget madrigos and being chashuv, forget all of that. How about just not getting destroyed by the negative surroundings? That's called being like an animal. So the starting point in Avodas Hashem, like we were learning also yesterday, sur meira, protect yourself from the negative environment. An animal has to be very aware of its environment. A small fish in the ocean has to be constantly looking out for that bigger fish or that shark or that whale that's going to try to swallow it up. A small animal in the wild has to be mindful of where are the tigers and the lions roaming around. So there's something very chashuv to being like an animal with a certain simplicity to guard oneself from the elements. Protect yourself from what? Min hasheker o min shar shtusim hamazikim lavodas habaray baruchu. Don't be a person who falls into a life of falsehood or all sorts of other silliness that damages a person spiritually. Adam, right? Ki akriv mikem, a person who brings from himself, again, a karban laHashem. Min habehema, be like an animal. O min habehema, perhaps furthermore, what does it mean to be like an animal? Hainu, betchila tzarech laharchik atzmo men taivos habahamios. Min habehema could also mean from an animal. You want to bring yourself to Hashem, then you have to move away from an animal. Min means like taking away from, right? So you need to get away from what? From being animalistic. This is a second point. Don't be like an animal. Remove taivas habahamius. Get rid of your animalistic urges. Shaloya kebehema shemisava gamkin letaivos shala. Don't be like an animal that just gives into its urges. And then after behema, what does the Torah say? Min habakar. What is bakar? V'acher kach min habakar, hayni she'al lo mei Torah. Min habakar means, bakar is a code word for learning Torah. V'yeh kebechinas talmidei chachamim shemenachim ze leze. The Gemara says that if you see an animal in your dream, if you see an ox in your dream, it's a simon of different things. So if a person in his dream, a person dreams about an ox, or a person who eats from its meat in their dream. If you have a dream that you're eating, you know, ox meat, so it might be a sign that you're going to become rich. If you have a dream that you're gored by an ox, it's a sign that your children will be talmidei chachamim who gore each other in Torah, right? When you're poking at your chavrusa, you're poking back at whatever he says. That fighting in the Beis Medrash is like two oxen, you know, butting heads. So first you have to separate yourself from physical urges. And then you have to what? Min habakar, you have to become a person who works hard in Torah. Gam yesh lomar shu lashon bikur udrisha. Another way to learn bakar could be bikur, drisha. What does that mean? Investigate. Inquire. Shiyaschil lilmod v'lidrosh v'lachor eich lekarev atzmo labar baruchu. Be a thinking person. Be a person who's mavaker, right? A person who's engaging in the process of analysis. Cheshbon ha-nefesh. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, what does it say? Min hatzon, what does son allude to? Kishamati tzon, hu yichud tzadi aleph im nun. Okay, a deep idea. Tzadi aleph nun. Tzadi aleph is 91. That's Hashem's name, the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26. And the way we pronounce it, Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yud, 65. So Ado, the way we say it, is 65. The way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is 26. Together, it's 91. So Tzon is Tzadi Aleph, 91, plus Nun. Whatever Nun represents. Nun represents Malchus, Nun represents Shechina. Perhaps it's L'shem Yichud Kutshabrichu Ushchintei. Right, v'hainu yichud kutshabrichu shchintei, the unification of Hashem and His Shechina. Shezeo madrega gedola shezoicha achar kach, liyachid kutshabrichu shchintei b'tfilaso uv'toraso. Zehu shekolal tchila kol gimel madregos be'elu gimel tevos behema bakar tzon. So again, the Torah is outlining a game plan for avodas Hashem. First, behema. Aleph, behema meant protect yourself from negative influences. Behema, separate yourselves from animalistic urges. Bakar, then, after you did Sur Meirah, start learning seriously. Bakar, start using the Koach HaBikur to make a Cheshbon and Nefesh in your life. And then Tzon. And then you'll come to deep levels of unification, of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I really want to do the next paragraph also, but it's mamish getting late, and we need to save time for regular Gemara Shir as well. So, Chevra, let's just end with this final piece. I'm going to jump to the last piece in the Parsha. This is the most famous Degel Machane Ephraim in our Parsha. Okay, this is a famous one. You got to know this one. Asher nasi yechta v'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se asena v'ashem. After it talks about individuals who bring their karbanos, so a little bit later in the Parsha, it talks about unique individuals, special people, important people, so to speak. A ruler, a nasi is a melech, a king, who messes up, brings a certain special type of karban chatas. Okay, the karban of the nasi asher yechta. So the Torah says, asher nasi yechta, if a nasi means a melech, if a melech will mess up, v'osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, and he violates something that requires a karban chatas, regular people, when we individuals mess up and bring a karban chatas, it's either a sheep or a goat. When it's a melech, the rules are a little bit different. The rules are a little bit more. His karban is unique because he's a melech. Asher lo se'asen, if he did something that he shouldn't do, ve'ashem, and he is guilty. So it says that he has to bring a male goat. Again, as opposed to bringing a female sheep or a female goat. Shalom, David Lifshitz, his father. Wonderful to see you. A nasi, a king who messes up, has to bring dafka, a male goat, as his karban chatas. Okay. Tzorech lahavin yitor tevas ve'ashem. We need to understand why the Torah needs to say here, he messed up and he's guilty. What's the ve'ashem adding? Ki aduahu, kishaovra mitzvos Hashem, hu nechshav ashem, ve'achet. We know that if he messed up, then he's guilty. He's a sinner. We got it. Why do you need to say ve'ashem? And here's the famous Vart from the Degel Machane Ephraim. He says, I heard from the Baal Shem Tov on the Pasuk, Ashrei Adam lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. Pashut Pshat, praiseworthy is the person, lo yachshov Hashem lo avon, that Hashem does not yachshov, consider him avon, to be a sinner. Pashut Pshat, Ashrei Adam lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. Praiseworthy is the person who Hashem does not consider him to be a sinner. Pashut Pshat. Says the Baal Shem Tov, a different pshat. Hainu, shu tamid v'dveikus machshav tov Hashem yisbach. He's constantly thinking about Hashem. Ulekach, kishenofel mimachshav tov rega echod. Chavra, how is the Baal Shem Tov reading the pasuk? Take a look. Ashrei Adam, praiseworthy is the person, lo yachshov Hashem, comma, if he, lo yachshov Hashem, if he doesn't think about Hashem, lo avon, he considers himself sinful. If in a moment of coronavirus, he thinks to himself, you know what, I don't know, the world's so crazy, maybe there is no God. For a moment, he separates from Hashem. He holds himself accountable for such a thing. Praiseworthy such a person. Praiseworthy such a person who tries every second of his life to be mindful that there's a Borei Olam, and he lives with that awareness of Hashem. Ashrei, praiseworthy is the person that if he stops thinking about Hashem for a second, if he gets distracted from his relationship with Hashem for a moment, lo avon, he holds himself accountable. He considers that sinful. V'zeo ashrei adam lo yachshav Hashem haynu, k'she'eino choshev Hashem, lo avon. He considers that an avera. Such a person deserves a lot of praise because of his commitment to be always in a state of dveikas b'Hashem. V'zeh yishlom ha'shem rumizkan b'pasuk. So that's the part from the Baal Shem Tov. So what's the connection to our pasuk? Why dafka by a melech? So Ashrei, says our pasuk, Asher, what does it say about the Nasi? Asher Nasi Yechta. When a Nasi sins, when a king messes up. But the Gemara already darshins in Horios, Asher is a lashon of Ashrei. Ashrei hador, praiseworthy is generation. The Gemara says, praiseworthy is the generation that has a king, a leader who's willing to admit his mistakes. Anyone who pays attention to politics, both in America and in the world, knows that it's not so easy for people in position of authority to get up and rab him and say, I messed up. It's mamish not a pashut thing at all. So Ashrei, praiseworthy is a generation that has a Nasi who's willing to admit his mistakes. Nasi hu lashon melech. That's not a vart, that's the pashup shot. But the drash, the remez shabo, which part of you is your melech? Chevra, point to your melech. Point to your melech, okay? That's one option. Right? You can point to your head, you can point to your heart. They're both true. V'hainu leiv shuhu melech al kol eivarim. Your heart, which is the king of all of your limbs. V'hainu, kishe'en achote el b'leiv. Praiseworthy is the person that, God forbid, I didn't do any action wrong, but my mind, my heart, was not in the right place for a moment. I had a yerida in my mindfulness, in my connectivity to Hashem. And I admit to that. And I say, Hashem, I broke my dveikus with you. Asher lo se'asen, and I never should have done that, like the Pasuk says. Shenofa rega echad mi dveikus libo, when my melech, when my heart messes up. Ve'ashem, and I hold myself accountable. It's actually very similar to the English word, right? I am ashamed, I'm embarrassed of what I've done. He holds himself guilty. He considers himself a sinner. That's actually a very good indicator of my relationship with Hashem. That means typically I want to be connected to Hashem, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Of course, the Nasi, the king, is representative of the people, and therefore this whole pasuk might be referring for the people, and praiseworthy is a Klal Yisrael that wants to be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu even in difficult times. And that's mamish what we're living through right now. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Chevra, there's so much good happening right now. There's a lot of unfortunate things happening right now, but Mika Amcha Yisrael, in a time where we're all pulled apart, that we're staying connected to each other, we're staying connected to Torah, we're staying connected to Tefillah, we're staying connected to Hashem, Mika Amcha Yisrael, mamish. What an awesome Kiddush Hashem is taking place in the world right now. Through all the tzar and through all the craziness, what an awesome dveikus b'Hashem. So Ashrei, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. We have to be very proud of ourselves. Okay, so these are marching orders, friends. These are not divrei Torah for your Shabbos table. These are lessons for life, and especially the life that we're experiencing right now.